Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series from My Cost Segregation. Today we cover Munford Incorporated versus Commissioner, a case about refrigerated warehouses and the line between fast and slow depreciation. Munford operated refrigerated warehouses. At a facility in Atlanta, they added a large refrigerated storage area, about 34,650 square feet, along with loading docks for both trucks and rail cars. The question before the tax court, and later the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, was straightforward. Which parts could be depreciated quickly as personal property or equipment, and which parts had to write off slowly as structural building components? Let me explain what is at stake. A commercial building writes off over 39 years. Equipment and personal property write off in 5 or 7 years. If you can move costs into the faster bucket, your deductions come sooner, and you keep more cash now. For a large, refrigerated warehouse, the difference can be significant. Here is what the courts decided. The refrigerated storage area itself qualified as personal property, not as a building. The court looked at the structure and saw that it existed for one reason only, to function as a controlled temperature environment. The structural elements inside the refrigerated space, the cooling pipes, the insulation, the valves, the motors, all of those qualified for faster write-off. Because the entire refrigerated structure was designed and built to serve a specific process, it was treated more like equipment than like a building. That was the win. Now, here is the limit. The truck loading platform and the rail loading platform did not qualify. The courts held those as structural components. Loading docks are part of the general structure of a building. They serve access and logistics, not a specific temperature control process. So they stayed on the 39-year schedule. There is something worth knowing about how this case is sometimes described. Some older summaries of Munford get this backwards. They say the loading platforms were the Section 1245 win. That is not correct. The refrigerated structure was the win. The platforms were the loss. If you ever see Munford cited for the loading dock result, that is a mistake. What does this mean for a cost segregation study? If you own a refrigerated warehouse, a cold storage facility, or a food distribution center, Munford is one of the strongest cases supporting faster depreciation on the refrigerated structure itself. The key is that the structure has to exist solely for temperature control. That sole purpose is what earned the win. At the same time, general loading areas, docks, and staging platforms stay in the structural column. A careful study claims the refrigerated structure and leaves the docks alone. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how this case connects to your property, check the legal section of your report.